Exploring the Living Shoreline. The main image depicts a cross-section of a living shoreline, also known as an intertidal zone. It is subdivided into four zones. The illustration shows the types of plants which typically grow in each zone, based on the amount of standing water each plant needs or can tolerate. Little grows in Zone 1, the mudflat area, because it is almost always underwater. Growth begins in Zone 2, the low-salt marsh. There, one is likely to see salt marsh cordgrass, which can grow 3 to 8 feet high. Salt meadow cordgrass, marsh elder, a shrub-like plant with small daisy-like flowers, and sea lavender grow in Zone 3. In Zone 4, seaside goldenrod, switchgrass, red fescue, and butterfly weed thrive. Butterfly weed is part of the milkweed family and, as the name suggests, attracts butterflies. Much of Boston's shoreline between high and low tide, the intertidal zone, was lost during the 19th century, when the city was the second largest port in the country. Sea trade, shipbuilding, and related industries dominated and changed the waterfront to fit their needs. Living shorelines recreate the intertidal zone. This one, at Clippership Wharf, is the first such project along Boston's Harbor Walk and an alternative solution to shorelines in urban areas. The project design transformed approximately 24,000 square feet into a new, diverse wetland community. Portions of the shoreline were terraced to create flat areas at different elevations. Each terrace attracts specific plants, depending on how much time they need to spend underwater as the tide flows in and out. A greater diversity of plants lives on the upper terraces. Below the marsh grasses, various animals thrive in the tide pools. Common periwinkles, blue mussels, sea urchins, northern moon snails, and sea stars feed and take shelter in the vegetation. Seabirds, in turn, feast on the animals living in the grasses. Together, they create a vibrant ecosystem. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a detail from a 1775 map by Sir Thomas Page. It shows how a mudflat salt marsh once encircled all of what is now East Boston. The Living Shoreline Project is trying to recreate this ecology. The center image shows a great blue heron, a wading bird that can grow more than 4 feet tall. Its wingspan is up to 6 feet, and it can fly at over 20 miles an hour. The great blue heron thrives on creatures that live in shallow waters. The photograph on the right shows a child exploring the recreated salt marsh. It highlights how this project allows people to experience the original New England coastline ecology in an urban area and witness how our shoreline grows and recedes twice a day with the rise and fall of the tide.